I'm Kempson Cross. This is your look at sports. The Jackson County Central softball team begins the Section 3 Class 2A tournament at home. Huskies head coach Morgan Christopher says JCC has been looking to chase the section title all year long after finishing in the runner-up spot each of the last two seasons.
We have the talent. We have the experience. We have the depth. We have the young players that are coming in also with a lot of talent. We have all of those pieces, and that's not what kept us from it last year. What we thought we really had to do a better job of this year is playing together as a team, and that is the reason for the together in blue, and that is the reason that we hang that red medal in our dugout, because we have been there, and there is only one piece that is keeping us from getting that blue one, and it is, hey, we have to celebrate each other. We have to continue to be happy for each other. So it was an extremely intentional thing that we have done all year.
The Huskies will play the winner of number 4 South seed Wyndham Area and number 5 seed Mineota Canby, with that game starting at 4 p.m. Our full Huskies coverage on KKOJ Radio will begin after the first game, and the first pitch of the JCC game is expected at around 5:30. The Martin County West baseball team hits the road to begin the Section 2 Class 1A tournament. The Mavericks are the number 12 seed in the bracket and will visit number 5 seed Minnesota Valley Lutheran. The winner plays either number 4 Medelia or number 13 Mountain Lake Area Comfrey next Tuesday. Our coverage begins at 4:45 with the first pitch at 5 o'clock in New Ulm. The Jackson County Central and Martin County West Butterfield Odin track and field teams are headed to the Section 2 Class 1A South subsection meet in Wells. The first events are scheduled to begin at 3 p.m. The Martin County West softball team came stampeding back after a slow start to advance in the Section 2 Class 1A tournament at home on Wednesday. Dan Svoboda had the call on Extreme.
It was cold and windy, but that wasn't going to stop the Martin County West Mavericks from playing some softball against the Minnesota Valley Lutheran Chargers in Welcome last night. To start things out, the Chargers scored 2 runs after they took full advantage of being hit by a few pitches, a walk, a base hit, and taking full advantage of a few errors in the infield, which caused a 2-0 game after one inning of play. In the bottom of the second inning, the Mavericks tied things up at 2 runs apiece, but the real story happened in the third and fourth inning. In the third, the Mavericks go through their entire batting lineup and then some, making it 9-2 after scoring 7 total runs. In the bottom of the fourth, they go through the entire lineup again, and they tack on 5 more, making it 14-2 at the end of 5 innings, which was also your final score. Offensively for the Mavericks, Rowan Faber got 2 RBI doubles and also scored 2 runs to her credit. Addie Woolheater with 2 runs scored to her credit. Cammy Clow, 2 runs scored as well. Bailey Larson, 2 for 3 with 4 RBIs, one of them being an RBI double. Courtney Anderson got 3 runs scored to her credit. Emily Anderson with a 2-run RBI double. And Lily Schultz with 3 stolen bases, 2 base hits, and 1 run scored to her credit. Pitching wise, Maddie Carlson, 2 runs allowed off of 4 hits, 3 strikeouts, 2 walks, and 2 hit-by-pitches in 4 innings pitched. And Sydney Clow came in to pitch in the 5th inning to close out the win, as she allowed 1 hit, but still got all 3 outs in the top of the 5th. 14-2 is your final score after 5 innings of play. The Mavericks will be hosting the winner of Nicolet and Westbrook Walnut Grove, Red Rock Central, on Friday. That game will be at 5 p.m., and it will be in Welcome.
Thanks, Dan. That game that determines the Mavericks' opponent happens on Thursday at 5 p.m. All of the action in the Section 2 Class 1A bracket moves over to Caswell Park in North Mankato beginning on Saturday. Rachel Moore and Peyton Coquette of Jackson County Central advanced past round 1 of the Section 3 Class 2A Girls Golf Tournament. Moore posted a score of 102 and Coquette shot 103 as the top Huskies performers. They are among 16 individuals returning to Oakdale Golf Club in Buffalo Lake for round 2, along with the top 5 teams on the leaderboard. Round 2 starts teeing off at 10 a.m. next Wednesday. The Section 3 Class 2A Boys Golf Tournament is scheduled to tee off at 9 a.m. at Oakdale Golf Club in Buffalo Lake. Mother Nature has forced Jackson Motorplex officials to postpone the season opening race scheduled for this Friday. The Tweeter Memorial, presented by Joel Pingin Trucking, will now be contested on Thursday, July 24th as part of a doubleheader weekend. The C&B Border Battle, presented by New Fashion Pork and Southwest Broadband, which features the Whiskas Memorial Race, is Friday, July 25th. The Crestman Sanitation Midwest Sprint Touring Series 410 Sprint Cars and the Hazer Auto and Detailing Race Saver Sprint Cars will compete both nights. Tickets already purchased for this Friday's scheduled race can be used during the July 24th event. The new season opener at Jackson Motorplex is June 4th for the Fence Showdown. The World of Outlaws NOS Energy Drink Sprint Car Series makes its first of two visits this season, with the Nordstrom's Automotive Late Model Street Stocks division also in action that night. You can find all of our latest local sports coverage online at kkoj.com. That's a look at sports. I'm Kempson Cross.